Happy Mother's Day. You might be surprised to know that Mother's Day is not in the liturgical calendar, but it does fall in our season of Easter, and our gospel texts these last several weeks have been focusing on these words from Jesus, particularly in John 14, where Jesus speaks these words of comfort to the disciples, telling them that he will not leave them orphaned, that he is with them, and that he will send an advocate, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide them. And I was thinking about our scriptures and the language and the images that we have for God that mostly are very masculine. We talk about God as Father a lot. But I'd like to explore this idea of the motherly aspects of God and this sort of nudging of the Holy Spirit. My mom's voice, I don't know about you, I can always hear it in my mind. In my entire life, from, of course, even before I was born, my mother's voice led and guided me toward right paths, sometimes an encouraging voice, and as you probably know me, sometimes a corrective voice, getting me out of trouble. And that idea of an advocate, and that's how Jesus speaks about the Holy Spirit, the Spirit within us, an advocate, someone who speaks up and speaks for us, who knows us like a mother knows a child, son or a daughter. The advocate speaks up and speaks for us and knows more of what we need than even ourselves. So we think about what does it mean to walk in this world, to try to love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. We need help to do it. We need that voice guiding us, the Holy Spirit leading us to follow in the paths that otherwise we might not take. And so I'm mindful of my mother, but there's also another term that is kind of central to our family. Caitlin is Jasmine's best friend. So Jasmine, our daughter's best friend from childhood, was Caitlin. And she was always at our house, overnights, after school, and so much so that she coined a term that is very bad Spanish. She calls Kelly Dos Ma, as in her second mother. And to this day, that's how she greets Kelly when she meets her, is Dos Ma. The idea that there are other women, there are other moms in our lives who play a huge role in guiding us. Because let's be honest, it takes a village. And so I have my mom, Peg. She watches Sunday nights. I love my mother. She's one of the best people I know. So much open-heartedness. My mom taught me inclusion. She taught me to find joy and a little bit of mischief in life. But I also had, I didn't have a dos ma, I had six. My dad, six sisters, Cece, Sarah, the twins, Kathy and Tori, Betsy and Marty, and three of which I play Wordle with every day. And they cheer me on, and they have done so my whole life, and I've always known their love and their guidance for me. And what a thing to cherish. So whether your mom is alive today, and if she is, give her a call, or if she lives in your heart, know that that love is a gift from God. And that our moms, while not being perfect, their devotion to us, their love for us, their guidance, is always with us, that voice that lives within us. Just like Jesus says, abide in me and I will abide in you. I will send you an advocate, that voice that guides you to the path that God wants for you to follow, a path that leads to love and mercy and kindness and patience, gentleness, all those fruits of the Spirit. That's God's desire for our lives, that we would be blessed and that our lives would be a blessing. God's love for us is just as intimate, just as personal as the love that our mothers have for us. God knows you in your inmost being, and God's deepest desire for you is to feel that love, to know it in your spirit, to know that you are loved just as you are, unconditionally, and no one can ever take that from you. The disciples had their own journey. They were preparing for Jesus to leave them. They may not have understood what it meant and what Jesus was talking about. This is John 14, the Last Supper. He said, I will not leave you orphaned. Previously, we heard Jesus say, in my house there are many dwelling places, and I go ahead to prepare a place for you. Reminding us all that while our day-to-day lives might be filled with uncertainty, filled with struggle, our ultimate destination is already been fixed. Jesus goes ahead to prepare a place for you, a place filled with blessing, a place of eternal love and eternal life. In the meantime, Jesus sends the advocate, the Holy Spirit, that voice inside of us, which might sound like our mother, that voice leading us to make choices that are a blessing to others, choices that bring mercy and love and kindness and compassion into this world, voices that guide us toward a life filled with friendship and connection, fellowship and joy. Let us listen to that voice and let us believe and trust that our place has already been fixed. And we celebrate with faith and joy. Amen.